masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, as you know, we have been discussing about Mahdawiyat, Imam Mahdi, in this session. And today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Karimi, today we'll continue the topic. In our last episode, discussed a verse from Holy Quran, from Surah Ra'd, and the verse was verse number 7. We proved the existence of Imam through this verse. So, apart from this verse, as we have many people around that you already mentioned in the previous session, that they mostly rely only upon Quran, not on the traditions, which is separate topic, like, is that true or not? Is that correct or not? But since these people who rely only on Quran, we got to tell them that Imam exists through Quran only. Do we have any other verse in Holy Quran that proves the same concept?
We refer to the fact that according to some verses of the Noble Book of Quran, in each time and era we are in need of an Imam, a leader, a guide, a Hadi according to chapter Ra'd verse 7, a guide, and according to chapter Baqarah verse 30, we need are in need of a Khalifa, a divine viceroy, caliph on the earth. So we are not claiming that the names are mentioned in the Quran, but at least the Quran refers to this principle that in each time you are in need of a guide. Who is the guide of our time? We are in need of referring to the narrations of the Prophet, and according to the Shia, of the Ahlul Bayt, to tell us who these people are. To share some more verses in this regard, I may refer to and recite verse 41 of chapter An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. So how shall it be when we bring a witness from every nation? وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And we bring you, that is the Prophet, as a witness to them. Now, according to this verse, every nation has a witness on the Day of Judgment, and the Holy Prophet is a witness over all those witnesses. Now, we have some narrations under this verse which tell us that, again, for each time and era, we are in need of a witness. So maybe these narrations tell us that and give us this message that that shahid, that witness, should be living among the people.
Yeah.
And through that, he can witness the actions of the people. So, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying regarding the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِالشَّهِيدِ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. He said, this verse was revealed about the Ummah, the community of the Prophet. In each time, there is an Imam from us, the Ahlul Bayt, for them, شَاهِدٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, who is a witness over them, and the Prophet is a witness over us. We have some similar verses, like, for example, chapter Nahl, verse 84, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا. The day we will shall raise a witness from every nation. Again, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, after reciting this verse, نَحْنُ الشُّهُودَ عَلَى هَذَهِ الْأُمَّةِ. We are the witnesses over this nation, that is, all the right. Muslims. This is mentioned in Manaqib by Ibn Shahr Ashub, volume 3, page 314. Also, according to Tafsir al-Qummi, volume 1, page 388, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, after reciting this verse, said, لِكُلِّ زَمَانٍ وَأُمَّةٍ إِمَامٌ. There is an imam, a leader, for each time and era, and for every nation, and he will be raised with his nation on the Day of Judgment. These are some of the verses referring to the notion of raising the witnesses.
Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Chapter chapter An-Nahl verse 89 وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثَ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Now, under this verse, I'm going to quote from some Sunni sources. For example, one of the Shafi'i scholars, Mawardi, he has a book, An-Nukat wal-Uyun, volume 3, page 208. He says that, according to this verse, based on this verse, there is a shaheed, a witness, for each time. In each time and era, there is a shaheed, there is a witness. Then he says that, what if there is no prophet? So who is the witness over the people? He says that there are two viewpoints in this regard. One of them is that they are a'immatul huda, alladhina hum khulafa'un nabi. They are the imams of guidance, who are the successors of the prophet. And the second idea is that they are the ulama, the scholars, through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his religion. So at least this Sunni scholar is referring to the fact that we are in need of a shaheed, a witness in each time and era. Another great Sunni scholar of tafsir, interpretation of Quran, is Qurtubi in his Al-Jami' al-Ahkam al-Quran, volume 10, page 164. He concludes that, so there is no time but that there is a person in that age who testifies to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he explains about these people, and he says that these people are hujjatun ala ahl zamanihim. So I mentioned that according to the Shia, we are in need of a hujja, a divine proof for each time and era. This is a Sunni scholar referring to the same point. We are in need of a hujja in each time, wa shahidun alayhim, also a witness. Also, according to Ibn Kathir in his book Tafsir al-Quran al-Azim, volume 1, page 500, the Holy Prophet said, after reciting this verse, that I am a witness over these people as long as I am among them. So the message of this narration is that when I leave this nation, then the witness would be other people, referring to the successors after the Holy Prophet. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted also as saying that the shuhada in this verse is referring to the imams of the Ahlul Bayt, and the witness over the witnesses is referring to the Prophet. So the imams are witnesses over the people, and the Prophet is a witness over the imams. So all these narrations, both in Shia and Sunni sources, are related to the concept of the witnesses, and based on these verses and narrations. Again, in each time and era, we are in need of a witness. Who is the witness of our time? Again, we need to refer to the narrations. The answer of the Shia is clear. Other Islamic denominations, but they do not refer to the names like the Shia. They may not mention like Imam Mahdi, son of Imam Askari, as the Shaheed of our time. Right. As for the Shia, for all these cases, the answer is clear. Who is Shaheed for our time? Who is the Khalifa? Who is Hadi? For us, the answer is clear, but as I mentioned, I believe all the Islamic denominations need to have an answer for this very important question.
True. Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. Shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We're talking about the existence of Imam, and we are trying to prove the existence of Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala farajahu through Quranic verses.
The next verse is chapter Tawbah, verse 119, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O believers, O those who have faith, be wary of Allah, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the truthful. According to this verse, one of the obligations upon every mu'min, every believer, is to be with the truthful. So for sure, it's not just referring to being with them physically speaking. It is referring to following those people who are sadiqeen, those people who are truthful. Who are these people? Who are these sadiqeen? Let's share what Sunni scholars first have said regarding this verse. Now, Jassas, one of the great Sunni scholars of tafsir, his book is Ahkam al-Quran, in volume 4, page 371, first of all refers to a very important point. And the point is that, according to this verse, these sadiqeen need to be infallible.
Oh.
Why? Because Allah says that be with them, which means follow them. So if they are fallible human beings, it means that they may commit mistakes.
They may definitely commit mistakes.
In that case, Allah shouldn't have said that follow them unconditionally.
True.
So when in a unconditional manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to follow the sadiqeen, it means that they are infallible. This is a Sunni scholar saying that. He says... دَلَّ عَلَى لُزُومِ اتِّبَاعِهِمْ وَالْإِقْتِدَاءِ بِهِمْ. This verse is referring to the fact that all the people need to follow them and take them as their leaders. The same has been mentioned by other Sunni scholars, for example, and they have referred to the example for this verse. For example, Tha'labi in his book Al-Kashf wal-Bayan, volume 5, verse page 371, he says the following. He says that according to Ibn Abbas, he recited the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. He said, مَعَ عَلِي بْنْ أَبِي طَالِبْ وَأَصْحَابِهِ. صَادِقِينَ in this verse is referring to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and his companions. Now let me share with the dear listeners what Fakhr Razi, the great Sunni scholar, has said regarding this verse. In his At-Tafsir al-Kabir, also known as Mafatih al-Ghayb, volume 16, page 175. I found it very interesting because it is as if a Shia scholar is saying that. He says that, and we know that he was somehow anti-Shia in his viewpoints. He says, according to this verse, the mu'mineen, the believers, need to be with the sadiqeen, with the truthful. فَلَابُدَّ مِنْ وُجُودِ الصَّادِقِينَ فِي كُلِّ وَقْتِ. So according to this verse, Allah says that, O people, O believers, you need to be with the sadiqeen, with the truthful. So it requires that in each time and era, there should be a member of the sadiqeen.
True.
Because if there is no sadiq person, then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking all Muslims till the day of judgment that be with the sadiqeen. So this is the conclusion of Fakhr Razi, that we need to have, a member of a sadiqeen in each time and era. He continues to say that this verse is asking the Muslims to follow the truthful without any condition. It requires that we need to follow these people, and it means that those people are infallible. This is a very important point mentioned by the Sunni scholar. So, as I mentioned, he says that because if these people are fallible, it means that they are ja'iz al-khata. It's likely for them to commit mistakes. If it is the case, then Allah shouldn't have said that follow and be with the truthful. In another book by one of the Sunni scholars, Al-Mizzi in Tahdhib al-Kamal, volume 5, page 84, he says that اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ قَالْ مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلِي. It is referring to the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Let's just share one, two narrations from Shia sources as well. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, after reciting the verse, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, said, إِيَّانَا عَنَا. The verse is referring to us, the Imam of the Ahl-Bayt. Kafi 101, page 208.
So, Dr. Karimi, I would want you to refer to Shia sources in the next session.
Sure.
Unfortunately, our time is over. So we came to the conclusion that Imam's existence has been proved in so many verses. Sometimes it's said as guide, he's as a guide, and sometimes the word witness is used, and sometimes the word sadiqeen, the truthful, are used. And in true traditions, we reach to the point that these are Imams. And the interesting point was that you mentioned so many Sunni sources. In next session, inshallah, we'll be referring to some Shia sources as well. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.